He made the first one. I knelt on the floor in front of him, head bobbing on his cock as he wove it out of slim, silken cord. I had never had one before, and I found myself striving to give him the best blowjob I could to earn the collar he was making just for me. The timing was perfect. He seemed to know just how long it should be without measuring, and I felt his balls contract slightly and his cock swell in my mouth as he closed the end loop. I swallowed and swallowed, savoring every jet as it erupted in my mouth. Leaning back and licking my lips, I smiled when he told me what a good girl I was. He leaned forward and tilted my head up and wrapped it around my neck. It was snug, but not too tight. And as he nodded it in the back, I felt completed somehow. He always put it on me first thing when he came over. Sometimes he would use the ring in the front or just grasp it when fucking me. When he wasn't there, I would sometimes stare at it, lying in my panty drawer, wondering the next time I would have it on. When he arrived with a box one day, I knew it was my new collar. Again, kneeling obediently in front of him, I shivered as he took it out of the box and put it on me. The leather was cool on my skin, and the locking buckle was further confirmation of my position and his. When he removed it before leaving the next morning, I felt as though part of me was missing. Even more than the handmade collar, it was becoming something I needed to have on. Someday, maybe he will let me wear one of the steel ones I see online. But it doesn't matter what it looks like. It only matters that I wear his collar.